Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at UH1.com.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there and welcome to Databank Brawl, the podcast where we learn about Star Wars characters, discuss them, share our little feelings about those characters, and then make them fight for our amusement and yours. I'm your host. My name is Joseph Scrimshaw. With me, as always, is Ken Nabsock.
I'm really happy to be here. I've had a tough week, and, you know, you count your blessings. Happy to be here on Databank Brawl. I always say that, happy to be here this week. I always mean it, but this week, it has a deep emotional ring to it.
You're happy to be alive.
Yeah.
There was an incident.
Big car accident. We talked about it on the main show, I'm sure. You all heard that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Still feeling the effects, but, you know, another happy landing.
Yes. You're still flying half a car, right? Paraphrase Obi-Wan Kenobi. So it'll be great to have this episode of Databank Brawl when we've had a hard week. You've had a particularly hard week.
Yeah.
We can tell a story in Databank Brawl where someone has a much harder week than we can ever have.
Yeah.
One hopes. Cross fingers. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/4center. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. We are going to recommend Dark Disciple because it is a great Clone Wars novel, and we're all Clone Wars crazy this week and for weeks to come. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/4center. Again, that's audibletrial.com/4center for a free audiobook. All right. Clone Wars. It's a good show, right?
It's a really good show.
Yeah, it's got a lot of characters.
Even some of my favorites, I can't remember.
Can't remember their names, where they showed up. And every once in a while, I've scrolled through the databank so many times, every once in a while, I'll be watching an episode and a character will come on and I'll just be like, oh, that person. And like part of their name will float to me. Like I don't remember anything about them, but I've scrolled past them. So I decided to go for this data bank episode to celebrate the return of Clone Wars to go to some of these characters that maybe other people know well, but I've just scrolled past a lot and learn about them, get to know them, get to understand them, care about them, and then make them fight. Mm-hmm. So our first combatant is Clone Commander Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what the databank has to say, and then we'll dive in. Okay. Commander Fox led the Coruscant Guard, an elite clone trooper unit assigned to serve as peacekeepers on the Galactic Republic capital. Like every other clone trooper in the Guard, Fox was bound by honor and duty to protect and serve the Supreme Chancellor and the members of the Galactic Senate. Utterly fearless. He was always the first to lead the charge into battle, even in the most perilous combat situations. His exemplary performance has made him one of the most highly decorated soldiers in the Republic Army.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what the databank has to say about Clone Commander Fox, but I am sure there's more in Wikipedia.
Absolutely. So, like you said, CC 1010? That's a good number.
Yeah, Clone Commander.
CC Clone Commander 1010. Let me try to get some stats on him here.
I'm going to guess he's the same height.
I was just thinking that. I was like, they don't have it listed. I could go find it. Human clone male, 1.83 meters tall. Homeworld, of course, Kamino. Died 19 years before the Battle of Yavin on Coruscant. We do know that even though if a character is dead, it doesn't necessarily matter to Databank Brawl. But that's it in terms of stats, just the affiliation, course, and guard.
No quote.
We do have a quote. This is Clone Commander 1010 to the course and guard. Suspect has killed three clones. Code red. If you see the target, shoot to kill.
All right.
He's a clone of action.
That's right. And I believe that was directed towards Ahsoka when she was wrongly accused. Spoilers. By the way, if you haven't seen Clone Wars, there's going to be some spoilers.
That's right. I forgot that.
Yeah. So as you're scrolling through Wikipedia there.
Yeah.
You know, I like the clones and I've always known Cody from Revenge of the Sith. Obviously, Rex becomes really popular in you know, at the surface of the Clone Wars animated show and Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't deep dived. And I know for some people, like we're saying on our Clone Wars Report episode, the clones are their bag. That's their thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And there are so many clone commanders in the databank. Lots of fun and specific ones. And like, oh, that's the one who gets his head cut off by Yoda and Kashyyyk. Great.
Right.
Clone Commander Fox, I was like, all right, I'm going to dig in. I put Clone Commander Fox on. And our friend, Alex Damon, Star Wars Explained, had a 3-minute video that summed up everything that happened in Clone Commander Fox's life.
Uh-huh.
And it was one of those like, oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah,
I've seen that. I've seen that. I read that. And I didn't track so many great details in Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And not being a clone specialist myself, I didn't track that all of those things were Clone Commander Fox.
Yeah. And this is also why I still think you could go toe-to-toe with Alex on Star Wars trivia. This is why I stopped, because that's what happens a lot to me. I need to study that thing. Oh, he has a video.
Yeah, he has a video about that. He has that memorized. Are you finding any of the fun details on Wikipedia?
You know, there's a lot. I'm very familiar with the name, remembering he's involved with the Ahsoka stuff when she's wrongly accused, all that kind of stuff, and going through. And then I'm trying to find out. Oh, it's a Darth Vader.
His death?
Well, there's a quote from him that says, I was here on Coruscant, did my part, all the clones did. Shut those dead Jedi agitators down cold. Referring to Order 66. So that might be from the Vader comic early, right?
Yeah, it's from the Vader comic. And
yeah, there's a photo of it. Okay.
Yeah, spoilers. Vader kills him. He's That's one of Vader's
right.
early kills. And it's a real just wave the hand and the panel, I think, says crick in his neck. He doesn't even take the time to choke him. He just unceremoniously snaps his neck.
You're right. Darth Vader, Dark Lord of the Sith, 7, 9, and 10 is where he made appearances.
He's involved in the Jocasta Nu conflict at the Jedi Temple, which I think would have caused him to
right.
Remember his previous visit.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. One of the interesting things that came up when I Googled it, too, is a bunch of different entries that said the most hated clone. Because he went after Ahsoka.
Went after Ahsoka. Okay.
And I believe, I'm sure Wikipedia will back it up, I believe he, again, spoilers,
yeah,
he killed Fives.
Right. That's right. Man, I really didn't, I knew more Fox than I knew.
Right? This yeah. is, it was so weird of like, I know your entire life, Fox. I just didn't know yeah. that I knew everything about you, Fox.
Yeah. Okay.
Been there
okay.
in all your moments.
Well, I'll stop. I'll scroll all day if I'm not careful. So I'll get ready for the next fighter. But yeah, okay. Description wise, should we describe?
Yeah.
What do we got here? Normal clone stuff, but he's got the helmet, the visor, which is based off of what the 212th Battalion has that there. I just saw that.
We're yeah.
back to scrolling. Back to scrolling. So that's so it's cool. I like that variation. It's got the visor. It's his colors are mostly red with white as a secondary color.
Yeah,
and then the visor is black.
Yeah, and the red is all the Coruscant Guard.
Yes.
Yeah,
and the 212th Attack Battalion. So yeah, and the Coruscant Guard. So which makes sense. Hey, the guards red. That's a thing in Star Wars.
Yeah, it all works out.
Mm-hmm.
When back in the day, when so the prequels came out, and there's some different colors going on in that. Mm-hmm. But then I remember being confused as more and more action figures came out, and
yes.
there were more and more colors. And again, if you're listening and you're all in on clones, I know you're out there, and I respect you. I was yeah. not among that group. I got confused because the colors is like, is that rank? Is kind of connecting it to like Star Trek.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
It, you know, it honestly, it was like Battlefront and all the different mm-hmm. armor that you can get that really made me like go, oh, I get it. They're all the different battalions, and
right,
you know, 501st is blue, and 212th is orange, and mm-hmm. Coruscant Guard is red, and all these great details. Yeah. And now I'm that I feel like in it, I like it a lot.
I do love it a lot. I got overwhelmed. I think the best example for myself of when I got overwhelmed was I picked up one of those Star Wars action figure encyclopedia books, one
okay.
of the Sand Suite ones. And, you know, it's great. You just scroll through a great coffee table book, and then you get to Clone Troopers, and the pages go, and they go, and they go, and they go. And look, I am a figure collector. I think a lot of the Clone Troopers harkens back to maybe collecting Cobra action figures.
Yeah.
So I like it, but I just remember thinking, I didn't know. I just didn't know.
You know what? That's exactly what it is, because I think when I started seeing the different colored action figures,
mm-hmm.
it felt like the kind of action figure variation that I'm not a fan of. Like,
yes.
Like for me, like in the early 90s when they figured Batman would sell more. So like, here's orange scuba gear Batman. Like, this is just bullshit for my action figure opinion.
Yeah.
But now that I know the narrative connection, mm-hmm. now I'm into it.
This is like when they re-released a lot of the G.I. Joe toys. The Sky Striker's now orange as well. Orange is a big color in rebranding figures. So yeah, I think I'm with you too, but it does make more sense. And it is playing Battlefront that makes you kind of, you know, I was just playing the other day. I played on the weekend and switched my guys around.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, it was cooler than I thought.
Yeah, most of my dudes are 212th, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. I did switch some to Coruscant Guard because they look cool as hell. I love the red. All right, so let's talk a little bit about our feelings about Clone Commander Fox. It turns out that we knew him better than we knew him.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about him? Is he your most hated clone?
I mean, I'll say I'm going to defend him a little bit and say, based on the information he had, you know, not just saying simply that he was doing his job. I think based on the information he had, he had some righteous suspicions of Ahsoka. That didn't work out that way, and he was incorrect. But all right, what are you going to do? So I don't hate him. I like the name Fox. But, you know, I don't have a giant heartfelt connection to him.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he also let the droids pass, the separatist droids that blew up the power station and destroyed the peace talks.
Correct. I just saw that. Yes. He's done a lot.
Yeah. He's made a lot of mistakes. He's hurt a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think I like the character.
Yeah.
I think I got some bias against him because there's something about being Coruscant guards. He feels like, and I know you come from a police background, he comes from, he feels like almost the negative stereotype.
Yes.
Of the cop.
Yeah. The one that makes it bad for everyone else, the one who doesn't help himself ever.
Yeah, just and, you know, follows the rules, and he's not out there fighting. He's just, you know, on the front line. He's just kind of going around Coruscant. Yep. Hanging out with Sheev and giving people a bad time.
Yeah, totally get that.
It's a stereotype.
Yep, nope, totally get that.
But I think there's also something to that. Of like the clones that we like, they've made a bond with their Jedi. And in theory, is he with the Jedi or is he really Sheev's?
That's a great observation. Yeah, he because Rex, I'm trying to remember the details of that episode, but yeah, Rex is just, he's too connected to Ahsoka. Immediately,
yeah, it's like you can't be like, yeah, and he Fox also won't let Anakin talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yep, he's just doing his job,
but, no, but
the story, the story of the clones are often like thinking outside the box or you know,
right.
being intuitive, and he's just like, nope,
yeah,
do you have a form 180? Blah blah blah, no,
yeah. He's like a Vogon just destroying Earth.
But way cooler.
Way cooler.
Less poetry. Yeah. But besides that, yeah. Mm-hmm. So like him as a character, I'm fascinated now that I know that he has done a lot of things that make fans angry and then had a fast, unceremonious death at the hands of Anakin turned to Vader. It makes him fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how he does. Are you ready for your next combatant?
I am.
Our next combatant is also from the Clone Wars. It is that famous Star Wars character, Russo ISC. You know, Russo.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what the databank has to say while you pull it up on Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
Jedi investigators relied on their intuition and connection to the Force to solve most mysteries, but during the waning days of the Republic, this proved alarmingly difficult as the pall of the dark side began to cloud their perceptions. Increasingly, they turned to technological resources available in the Jedi Temple. Russo, ISC, was one of the many analysis droids employed by the Jedi Temple on Coruscant. He led a team of analysis droids who were plugged into the sensor and security networks of the temple. With keen perception, a detectable sense of pride, and a strong independent streak, Russo, ISC took on some of the hardest cases the Jedi faced.
Love this, yeah. The name doesn't immediately ring a bell, but the moment I see the picture and then the arc, yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, choice. that guy. So what is, so we, for people who want to catch up, we encounter this droid investigating the bombing that Ahsoka is eventually framed for.
Right.
So what else does Wikipedia have to say? You got some stats?
Not a lot of stats. Homework Coruscant model, crime scene analysis droid, like you said, class analysis droid. So a bunch of analysis droids running around the galaxy. Masculine programming, sensor color black. Yeah, that makes sense. Plating color blue and silver, affiliated with the Jedi Order. Quote, I am Russo ISC, crime scene analyzer for the Jedi. I will be working with you and your Padawan on this case. I was assigned by Master Windu. He's speaking to Anakin Skywalker.
All right. With attitude.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And commitment to duty. And a sense of attitude, but a sense of maybe superiority over Anakin.
Yeah, since they, you know, droids are better. I'm actually, you know, I'm tapped into all these technological resources. I can scan things, and you're just going to come in here with your feelings.
Yeah.
No. Yeah,
No.
I got this, Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Any other details in Wikipedia besides his... that interaction.
Not a ton. Another quote, at this pace, I'm able to view hundreds of hours of footage. And that's kind of it. Yeah, just appears in Sabotage and the Jedi Who Knew Too Much. Clone Wars, what is that, season 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In his look, he looks similar to other analysis droids, like the medical analysis droid, but he's got basically, he's Wally.
Wally. I was going to say Rex from Star Tours.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Mishmashed together. Little visor. What is that on top? Like a visor? Oh, it's like a little, he probably slides that down to reanalyze things better.
To super analyze.
Yeah, super analyze.
So, yeah, zoom in. Enhance.
Holding a space iPad, and he's ready to go.
Yeah, so he's got two big eyes on a kind of rectangle, a Lego brick of a head, spindly neck, weird little body. I don't remember what his legs are up to.
Yeah.
Or if he's just floating around.
What are your legs up to? Is the databank brawl question we ask a lot.
And what are their legs up to? Do they have claws, fur? They just dangle there. Don't have legs.
Parts, yeah.
Who knows? Is there anything in Wikipedia that you're seeing that does ISC stand for, like, well, it wouldn't be Imperial yet, but independent scanning creature?
Investigative. It doesn't have it here. There might be a link somewhere else there that I'm missing. But yeah, it's wide open as far as right now. The crime scene analysis droid.
Investigative.
I'm click on the model number.
Yeah.
And see if I can.
Yeah, because this is extremely important information to know, right? We can't possibly fight without this.
No, it just kind of goes back to, it doesn't say.
All right.
He didn't say. Yeah, I don't see it.
All right, ISC then.
He's got some encyclopedia entries and everything. Oh, and I can confirm on this other picture, he's got two legs.
Does he stand on them or do they dangle while he floats?
Yeah, he stands on them. Bipedal.
All right. It could be that ISC is just CSI backwards for the jokes, right?
Probably.
So this is
investigative scene crime guy.
Investigative scene crime figure outer, which, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is just, it's Coruscant CSI and they did it backwards. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. How are you feeling about Russell ISC?
I respect him. I think he's good at his job. I think he's investigation is it's a hard gig. It's not a glamorous gig. It isn't like CSI. It isn't like William J. Peterson, Pat Garrett, who was on the first one. I've known some crime scene investigators and some of the crime scene research people back in the labs. It's hard, boring, intense work.
Yeah.
All at the same time. So I like him. That said, I don't know if he did that great of a job, right?
He figures out.
I'm trying to remember.
I think he figures out that the bomb was, that it was these micro whatever.
Inside a Leta, right?
I think Leta's the one who feeds him to whoever
her husband.
Yeah, her husband, whose name is escaping me right now because he hasn't fought in databank brawl yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Partially because he blew up. but he figures out the nuts and bolts. He does his crime scene investigation backwards.
Yeah. All right, I stand corrected. He did enough of a job.
Yeah. ISC maybe sends investigation scene of crime.
Investigative scene crew.
Crew for sure. Two Rosu crew. Mm-hmm. He does his job, and I would imagine that he has to have pride. I was so excited to see him again because I rewatched those episodes recently. I forgot he was there. And I love that this databank goes into, the Jedi have always had these resources, but they're relying on them more because they don't trust their intuition, their ability to meditate and see clearly in the Force as much. So they need but that's an interesting job to basically live in a temple where, like, the whole zeitgeist, the whole belief is meditate, calm yourself. Listen to your feelings. You will know when things are true.
Yeah.
We got a droid who's going to scan things and just tell us about fibers.
Send in Russo.
Yeah, he's going to spray some luminol. Total investigative, he's an analysis droid.
Yes.
It's not like the Jedi aren't analytical, but that's a high pressure job.
It's like when they're potentially one of their own people. You're right.
Yeah, it's like, come into our, We Hate Water Club and bring some water is what it feels like.
It's like maybe they felt they might be too attached.
Yeah.
Ahsoka might be involved. We can't do, Bear Sophie. Like, what are we going to do?
Just got to send him in there on his own two legs to do some investigation of scenic crime.
Yeah.
All right. So you're feeling pretty good. You're intrigued by the character.
Yeah.
All right. In that case, let's fight. So as always, we get to decide when and where this takes place. In general, I enjoy having these fights before the characters die. But if we want to make up a scenario in which Clone Commander Fox survived, that'd be fine. So I definitely think around the time of or after the Jedi Purge.
Okay. I like that. Yep. After 66, got it.
Yeah, after 66.
After 66. That's a new way of measuring.
Post 66.
Post 66.
Do you want to do this before Clone Commander Fox got the old neck snap?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, yeah, why not?
Because the Dark Lord of the Sith doesn't... It doesn't happen too much after those first few issues. Don't happen too much after Revenge of the Sith, right?
Yeah, I don't remember the exact. I mean, it starts up. The comic starts immediately after, but then I think there is a little.
There's a time jump.
A little bit of time jump, yeah. And this is the kind of the second arc. I think
you're right. Yeah, right.
Because he goes and gets his lightsaber and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of time to play with in here.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that then.
Yeah. So I think Russo.
Mm-hmm.
ISC, I think he's not a part of the revolt.
No.
I think that he's still working in the Jedi Temple.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he has been commanded by the Empire, by his new masters, to scan the temple, scan individual Jedi rooms for clues to whereabouts of missing Jedi.
Missing Jedi, okay. I like this.
Yeah.
Trace things down, those dastardly Jedi.
Yeah.
He's got his notepad out.
Yep. He's walking because he can. Mm-hmm. He's got legs.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going room to room.
Yeah.
And then he's going to bump into Clone Commander Fox in some way. What do you think Clone Commander Fox would, what work would bring him to the Jedi Temple in the, you know, recent aftermath of Order 66 and the rise of the Empire?
I'll tell you what, he's patrolling the Jedi Temple, but he's part of its duty. They want to maintain it. You know, they're going to convert it, right?
Yep.
Down the line. Just
to kind of scrub it, basically, of Jedi
built
knowledge.
On top of a Sith Temple, right?
Yep.
So Palpatine realizes the importance of guarding this, but I think Fox has wandered off from any of his squad, any of his normal duties. And I think he's just kind of walking through the hallways. And there's a little weird part of his soul that's like, were the Jedi the problem?
Yeah.
I followed my orders. I did what my programming told me to do. But there's some weird feeling I have about this.
Yeah. Yeah. I
and
think
no one seems to like me.
Yeah. I think maybe that's it. Is like he feels even more in the Jedi Temple. He feels animosity. Like,
yeah.
How's that possible?
Yeah.
So I think he's supposed to be stationed outside,
mm-hmm.
but he just tells his guards outside, like, I need to check on something in the temple. And I think he feels drawn. He goes to a couple spots where some Jedi got some good licks in during Order 66 and maybe took down a couple of his friends.
Yep.
But he has heard all about this Jedi intuition. And he tries to listen to his intuition. He goes wandering, looking for information, and he comes to a specific Jedi bedroom, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
And he looks it up. He opens the door. There's nothing in there but the standard Jedi bed with the little nightstand that's just for their lightsabers.
Yeah. A little pamphlet there, so you join the Jedi Order.
Yeah, and he doesn't know why he was drawn to this room.
Mm-mm.
And then bang on his shin.
Yeah.
He gets walked into by Russo ISC.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, droid.
It jolts him pulls him out of his daydream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flips around. Yeah.
And I think he says, droid, which Jedi's room was this? And Russo says, I can tell you that, and scans the bed for imprints to see what shape of Jedi used to use that bed. And then right in front of Fox builds a hologram, and based on the faint indentations, it is clearly the Togruta Padawan Ahsoka Tano.
This is her little hovel, huh?
This is the bedroom of Tano.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how do you think Fox reacts to that?
I think he has an immediate sense of, first, a misplaced pride. Oh, yeah, I remember when I tried to arrest her. Oh, wait. What happened? What happened to her?
I think Russo's like, she was innocent. Mm. Turns out she was framed by Barisafi and left the Jedi Order.
I thought I did. That's right. I thought I heard that. That's... I don't know. I thought I was doing right. Oh, that's troubling. It's troubling. Kind of drifting off, looking through her things.
Yeah. And I think Russo INC is like, very well. I have scanned the room. I will go about my work.
Yeah.
I scan things.
Wait a minute.
Clink. And Fox is overtaken by this feeling of anger, shame, just a mix of emotions, shame, anger,
regret, and shame with regret, embarrassment, maybe.
Yeah. And he finds himself walking out of the room, but then reaching down to his belt and pulling out like a sort of a phosphorus grenade. And he tosses it in there to light the room on fire, as if to burn away the bad memories. The grenade goes in and goes, foom, at which point...
Good turn.
Russo ISC turns fast.
Yeah.
And runs up on his little droid legs. What do you think you're doing?
Yeah, I still have many things to analyze in there. Records to be jotted down. Jotted.
And I think Russo demands, like, explain yourself. I am recording. I will log the reason for this violent action.
I can review the footage of my own eyes.
I will enhance if need be. Russo has a lot to say. And suddenly Fox realizes that he doesn't have that the kind of leeway that he thinks he has. He's being recorded for something that he himself probably can't fully explain, the conflict within himself, the almost burning in his mind. And he says, I think, well, can't allow that. Gonna have to shut you down. And I think he pulls back and just gives a mighty clone trooper kick.
Ooh, a big kick. A big thunkin' kick.
Big thunkin' kick.
Horse, a mule kick, huh?
Yeah, I think, yeah. Tries to get his foot under, like, basically the crotch.
He's going to punt the droid in the air. Okay.
He's going to punt Russo.
I like it.
A little Russo ISC punt.
Yeah.
How does this go for both of them?
More painful for Fox than he anticipated. Russo gets knocked back.
Does he get air?
A little air.
A little air.
2 to 3 inches, maybe.
Okay, but that's a big, heavy head.
If you ever... heard the sound a chihuahua makes in its mind when it falls off a pillow. Whoa! That's what Russo makes.
That is a beautiful prequel era noise.
Yes. But Fox, unfortunately, now has a broken toe, even through his boots. The quality of the armor post fall of the Republic, not the best. And that includes when a lot of the clones were like, hey, we need to get some new armor. We just fought a war. They were like, here's some new versions of it. Looks the same, different make, and it just cracked.
Yeah, the red paint chipped off, and I think Russo sees that immediately. Like, not only is that a violent and unnecessary, and might I say, illegal action, you will not get away with it. Your cheap red paint has chipped off on my analyzing body part, crotch.
Yep.
And Russo is climbing to his feet. And Fox, I think, is how's he handling the pain of that broken toe? Is he hopping around in full embarrassment, or is he burying the pain?
The clones are tough, so he's burying the pain a little bit, but it's pretty bad. And he's bewildered. I think he's bewildered too because he's like, what am I doing? In the back of his head, he's like, is this really happening? But then he looks around, the room's on fire.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't be caught.
Yeah.
There's that weird character in a cape going around.
Yeah.
I can't be caught.
I think he says that out loud. I think he says,
I can't be caught.
I think Bruce was like, as an investigator of scenic crimes, that is a tell.
Yeah.
When someone says, I can't be caught.
Yeah.
Do you think Fox manages to do something else violently to shut Russo down before Russo attacks again? Who do you think has the next move?
I think Russo ISC, I wouldn't say, is an offensive droid. Like, he's not going to go on many attacks, right? So I don't consider him super armed and dangerous. That's why. So Fox. So Russo hesitates, is what I'm saying. Kind of like, I will call for planetary police forces. In that moment, Fox takes out a little grappling gun and, and shoots it around Russo, like, say, Boba Fett does Luke Skywalker.
Okay, he wraps him up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice, nice. And I think that what he's going to just kind of pull him to the ground, smash him into the ground once he's got him all grappled.
Yeah, he wants him to burn.
Okay, so he grapples him and then does a big tug trying to get him into the flames within the room.
Yeah,
Come
down, yeah.
And I think as Russo is getting there, like, nope, nope, temperature concerns.
Temperature, climate control, violation, ding, 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 ding.
He's like, I will not investigate the scene of my own death.
The painful irony.
And I think that he... Mm-hmm. shoots out not oil, but like a sort of a coolant for when his brain gets going too fast, which is not flammable. But basically, suddenly out of his eyes, as though he can fire tears, he can shoot out some of this fluid to cool down his processor. So he's basically cry... urinating on the flames.
That's fair.
To try to put them out.
That's fair.
Before he hits the bed.
Crying. Okay.
But there's only so much of that fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's in risk because if he overheats, now he's got nothing to cool himself.
He's going to burn to a crisp.
But I think he successfully puts out enough of the flame so that he lands boing on the bed.
Right.
Doesn't get engulfed in flames and bounces back.
Bounces
off the bed and finds himself flying toward Clone Commander. Now,
airborne.
A crucial question at this point. Mm-hmm. We've discussed his legs. I forget what's going on with his hands. Does he have fingers? Does he got little claws? What's he working with in terms of digits?
Fair question indeed. I just brought up Wikipedia. Working off my phone today, and there's just a big page that says "Go to Legends."
You go to Legends.
we're not. He has got. It looks like a thumb and two fingers.
A thumb and two fingers. Okay. Yes, he has enough fingers as any crime detective should do to literally point the finger at someone.
Yeah,
you gotta got to be able to have a finger to point that. So I think he reaches out. With both of those hands and tries to grab hold of that visor that's sticking out in front of.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think he flies through the air. He successfully grabs onto that visor and wrenches it down.
Mm.
Right. And it's cheap. So I think it bends. Right. And it just totally blocks Clone Commander Fox's view of what's happening.
We're going down the same path here. I think now Fox is blinded and he's flailing around like a bad Benny Hill sketch or something. No one's chasing him. Just like, and he's knocking things over into the flames.
Okay, he's getting a little bit of flames on him.
Yeah, he's getting charred.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they're still kind of tethered together, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, so I think Russo ISC says, no, the objective is to go away from the flames and kicks off of Fox.
Yeah.
For a second, Fox thinks he's okay, but then realizes, oh, no, we're still tethered together. He's still holding that blaster. And before he can think to let go of the grappling hook, he is yanked forward. I think they come flying out of the room. I think they go, Russo IC goes over a ledge.
Yeah, I was trying to picture going back to the original Battlefront 2 that you could play in the temple. I like second level. Yeah.
Yeah, I think second level, and I think they're guardrails, right?
Yeah, because it's not the Empire yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Russo goes flying over the ledge, and I think Clone Commander Fox gets hit in the gut, and he's kind of dangling half over the ledge.
But keeping him suspended, right?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Now, he's just holding on to the...
To the gun, right?
Grappling hook, so he could just let it go and let Russo drop.
Yes.
Do you think he does that, or does he... He's blinded, so is he aware of what's going on?
Yeah, I think he feels it enough. His senses are such... And plus those helmets probably have a little bit of sensors and scanners. And he feels the weight of what's on the end of his gun, right? So it's all lined up. that's so he tells himself fast in command in the field of battle analysis here. I goes, I'm going to drop this gun and kill my foe. That's when he hears Russo ISC go, please don't drop me. Wait, bargain, negotiate.
Okay.
Ploy or not, we don't know.
Yeah.
But it gives Fox pause.
Okay. And Fox says, what? Well, negotiate what? You're gonna report everything that happened here. Mm. And I think Russo ISC says,
I know what you're feeling. I have done investigations on other clones, the incidents with the Jedi. Mm. I have a suspicion as to what is going on in your very mind.
Mm.
Does this hook Fox?
Yeah, Fox, he does, but he's afraid of the answer. So he's not necessarily like, oh, I have an ally in this therapeutic journey. No, he's like, what do you know?
And I think Russo ISC is smart enough, has enough pride to, you know, use this leverage. Mm. And I think he says,
you will never know what happened to you if I die. Reel me up. Death is real for droids as well. Reel me up.
And I think Fox goes for it.
Yeah.
Because he wants to know what happened, right?
Absolutely.
And I think probably Fox, having done lots of things, murdering fives and shooting at Ahsoka, he participated in Order 66.
Yeah.
He feels, I can take this droid out once I get what I want.
False and tricksy, Fox is.
Yeah. So I think Fox agrees to this.
Yeah.
What do you think he says?
As he's pulling him up?
Yeah.
Oh, he says, mate, come on up here. We'll keep this hush hush. I just need to know the truth. I'll keep you alive. I won't blast you.
Yeah.
We're going to be good. We're going to be all right.
And what Russo doesn't know is, or what Fox doesn't know, is that Russo ISC is scanning him with a kind of infrared that the helmet can't detect.
Right.
Because I think Fox has, like, peeled up the visor so he can see out of one eye.
Kind of broke right. A little bit.
Yeah. Russo is scanning. Mm-hmm. So he gets pulled back up. He gets untangled.
Okay.
I think Fox is kind of bent down, you know, one knee on the ground.
Right.
And he's like, all right, tell me what's wrong. And Russo is like, well, for one thing, you are dangerously trusting. And for another, I have scanned your bodies for injury and your toe is broken. And he just with his little foot stomps on that broken toe.
Mm-hmm.
And what does it sound like when Russo reacts?
Fox reacts?
Yeah, when Fox reacts, excuse me.
That's
a lot of consonants in that reaction. Very, very painful. Yeah, he... in just utter pain.
Yeah.
I think he flies backward. Instinct takes over. The blaster is out, and he is firing. Russo is dodging, and I think this is a good place to pause our combat as we consider who should be the winner of this deadly battle.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And we are back to finish this battle. Now, Ken, as we left off, there was a lot of pain. Russo, ISC investigator of scenic crimes, had stomped on the toe that he already broke of Clone Commander Fox. Poor, tortured Clone Commander Fox knows there's something not right in his mind, is angry at the Jedi, feels guilty about the Jedi, and he is blasting away to cover up his erratic behavior, firing bolt after bolt at Russo, ISC. So that's our scene is happening right now. Who do you want to win, and who do you think should win?
I you know, we try not to play favorites coming in. I was hoping for Fox to get a little bit of redemption, but I'm not feeling it. But I still think he'd have the skills to win. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think he might win, but it might be a win in protest.
Yeah, I think there is sometimes we have some upsets where the person who most likely would physically win does not win, because that's not been the moral imperative of the story we're telling.
Right.
But I think in this instance, some of Clone Commander Fox's problems, sure, the internet calls him the most hated clone, but some of his stuff, he was just following orders. Mm-hmm. Clones are, you know, after all, pawns. Right. In a terrible Sith game. So I don't think he needs to be totally defeated. So I agree that there should be a physical victory on Clone Commander Fox's part. But I think maybe a little bit more to the story as well. Now, how are you feeling about Russo ISC? Are you feeling friendly towards him? Or do you feel like that Russo has something to pay for?
I don't think he has anything to pay for. I think he was doing a job, sent there, wasn't doing anything wrong on the job, just investigating.
Yeah.
Whether or not the overall investigation is for nefarious means, that's not for him to know.
No.
So I don't think he's done anything in this fight that's made me turn on him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he gets a pass. Okay, so Russell ISC is probably going to, well, he's going to be physically defeated, but we're not out to shame him.
Right.
Okay, and there might be some more twists along the way. So let's describe the ending of this battle. So we got to start with the laser bolts that are flying through the air. Do you think that Clone Commander Fox, he's confused and in pain, but you still think he's a good enough shot that he's going to hit this droid?
I do think he is. Yeah, I think he's missing because he's in a, it's a weird situation.
Got one part of his visor over his eye still. Yeah,
and he's hurt, the pain. But I think eventually he'll hone in. It's like me on Battlefront. I launch the game and I'm missing wildly, and at the end I'm picking people off on the run, you know?
Okay, yeah. All right. So
pew, 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 pew. He stops shooting for a second, and Russo ISC thinks, ah, good. I'm glad you have stuff. But that's just him zeroing in.
Mm-hmm.
That's just late in the game, Battlefront 2, Ken.
Yeah.
And I think that Fox shoots, goes for a toe for a toe.
You want a toe? I can get you a toe. Walter Sobchak.
Yeah. And I think he bullseyes Russell ISC's leg, the same one that that stomped on Fox's Fox's twice broken toe.
We'll say right foot. Yeah,
like right foot. Look, we spent the time looking up whether or not Russell ISC has feet.
We did. We got to pay that off.
Yeah. I think he blows that leg away. Mm-hmm. I think it goes flying through the air like when you throw a bone for a dog to chase.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just whistling. And does Russo manage to hop on one leg, or does he face plant on the hard, cold Jedi Temple floor?
Both. Both. Ow, ow, ow. Down I go.
Yeah. Narrating all the way.
Yep. First, it looks like a flamingo with his leg up. And then he suddenly is London Bridge is falling down.
Yeah. Boom. And I think, bang, he hits one of his eyes, one of those big, vulnerable eyes, and cracks go all the way through it. There's strange mirrors of one another now, both wounded in the leg, both only able to see out of one eye. And Clone Commander Fox is kind of in a rage.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I think he's so tortured by all of these feelings, you know, and there's smoke billowing out of Ahsoka's old room. And he was manipulated by this little guy. And he's like, I'm going to finish you now up close and personal.
Yeah.
So I think he runs up. Does he have any sort of melee weapon? Does he have like a little knife or anything?
Yeah, I was thinking he has a little vibro blade, pulls out. He pulls that out, engages it. And I don't necessarily think you need to activate him, right? Yeah, no. And he's charging, and Russell ISC is on the ground, looking up at him, eye damaged, toe damaged. Here comes Fox charging at him.
Yeah, and I think Russell ISC tries to hop as best as he can, but he can't get away fast enough. And I think that knife comes flying in. And one of Russo's arms goes whistling through the air, hacked off, sparks flying everywhere.
Ooh.
And I think Russo, in a desperate attempt to buy time, Clone Commander Fox is kind of ranting now and saying, like, I am a man of honor and duty. I am in charge of security here on Coruscant. When I tell you not to scan things, you listen. And suddenly, Russell ISC manages to leap into the air.
Mm-hmm.
He throws his sparking shoulder in Russell ISC's eyes.
Gotcha, gotcha.
And it blinds him for just a second. And then Russell ISC, garble, garble, as you his sound of injury. Light blinks in his eyes, and when he clears his eyes, he looks up and he hears the slight hum of a projection.
Yeah.
He can't see Russell ISC because Russell has projected, just like he did in the bombing, all of the combat of Order 66.
Whoa.
And suddenly in front of him, Fox sees all of these clones and Jedi fighting, falling and dying. He can't quite see where the projection's coming from. It's this 3D blue hologram of death all around him.
Mm.
How does Fox react to that?
He collapses mentally, physically, drops to his knees. It's like, I can't, all my past sins, my fallen brethren, he's imploding.
He's imploding.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's suddenly through those holograms, Russell ISC comes hopping in saying, I must shut down the faulty clone unit.
Yeah.
And I think, Russell goes flying at him with his one hand left. He punches the clone armor of the eye.
Yes.
Armor. His fist actually goes through, and then those little fingers are grasping for an eyeball. And I think Fox Fox is like, not my eyeball. He knows that he has to summon all of his strength, all of his willpower.
Mm-hmm.
I think he does something crazy and desperate to shut Russo down. So he Fox is kind of on the ground. Maybe he's struggling to his feet. Russo is clinging to him with his one arm, trying to get a grasp on his eye. What would a clone commander like Fox, a hardened veteran, what desperate move would they do to take Russo out?
On his utility belt, he has some food rations. And he reaches down to them and rips them out. Little protein sticks.
Okay.
He jams them right into the central nervous system of the droid through the front of his eye.
Oh, he smashed. It was a toe for a toe. Now it's an eye for an eye. He jams a ration stick through that shattered eye of Russell ISC.
Yeah.
And I think suddenly all of those holograms dissipate.
Yep.
The smoke is still billowing, and Russell ISC just starts chattering out random things like past investigations, feelings. What kind of stuff does Russell blather on about?
I have found that the deaths of the Jedi were of highly unusual circumstances. Past indicates that they were not an enemy of the Republic. Logic dictates that something happened that was unplanned from them that they could not see. The Jedi might be innocent.
Food sticks do not go in ocular cavity. Spark.
And I think Fox in victory holds Russo up.
Yeah.
And Fox just roars, "Rah! I decide what gets scanned," and just pounds him on the ground.
Yeah.
Russell ISC sparks and fizzles and seems to not in the ocular.
Yep.
I think Fox collapses.
He collapses. Silence all around him, even though there's a bunch of noise. He hears nothing.
Yeah. He lets go of his weapons, his food rations, his extra food rations, and his vibro knife clatter to the floor.
Yeah.
With effort, he takes off his helmet.
Yeah.
Feeling his clone face so similar to his brother's. He's got these big gouges in one eye. He's in horrendous pain. And I think he gets lost in thought about what Russo ISC was saying.
Yeah.
He maybe mumbles to himself a little bit. What does he say to himself?
I think he might be right. I never had anything against the Jedi. I was just doing my job. I don't know if they're... Maybe I've done something horribly wrong. I must atone for it. Or I should go back to work. People will be suspicious. That's right. I'll go back to work and figure it out another day.
And as he starts to stand up... For just a second, he sees movement as Russell ISC's shattered body flies at him, having picked up that knife. And Russell ISC says, "Scan this," and drives the knife into Clone Commander Fox's head. And whether it's out of intuition or analysis, hits exactly in the part of the brain that commanded Order 66, the patch.
The patch.
And for just a second, suddenly, Clone Commander Fox is aware of the truth of Order 66, of what his natural thoughts were overridden.
Yeah.
But then... Russell ISC shuts down, pulls the knife out, and Fox says, did he have that moment of epiphany?
He did. He says he has a moment of healing. In that moment, as the chip kind of dislodges, he says to himself, "I knew there was good in me." I don't know if he has the clarity goes away. I don't know if the chip falls back into place, but
yeah,
for one second, it's like I knew it wasn't me that did it.
Yeah, and I think Russell on the ground says, "My job is investigator of scenes of crime, also means investigating souls." And that's when Clone Commander Fox picks him up, throws him over the ledge.
No one will know.
Russell can maybe be put back together again. Maybe this isn't the end of Russell.
Maybe not.
He's certainly lost this combat. And I think Clone Commander Fox goes limping out of the temple. Mm. And that is the end of our combat. But do you have any post-credit scenes, Ken?
Yeah, the post-credit scene actually doesn't involve these characters. You go up to the Imperial throne room, whatever, wherever Sheev's holding up right now. Might be in the temple, right? I can't remember. Cut to that scene. Vader's there. Tarkin comes in. Says, "There's been an incident at the lower levels of the Jedi Temple. Seems like we've got some clones regretting decisions. I think, Mr. Senor Emperor Palpatine, that we should consider phasing out the clones." And Palpatine looks at him, looks at Vader, says, "Patience, we'll get there. New recruits are coming in day after day. I just need to raise the capital to buy more uniforms."
And I think to add on to that great post-credit scene, she looks away for a second and is like, "Which clone is exhibiting such behavior?" And I think Tarkin checks a little list and is like, "Oh, Fox." And I think even Palpatine, he looks at Vader, looks back at Tarkin, he's like, "I've always hated that clone."
CC-10-10.
Terrible number.
Vader, if you have a chance, wipe him out.
And so you see, it all makes sense. It all ties into canon. It's one great big tapestry of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening to our weird adventures, and I hope you feel like the Clone Wars were truly celebrated with that strange, strange fight. If there are characters that you want to see fight, let us know. We still got some more characters from Rise of Skywalker and from The Mandalorian that we want to explore. We'll be doing some deep dives probably to celebrate the Clone Wars, because there are still a lot of weirdos.
Yes.
For us to dig up some of those appeared in one episode, two episode type characters. And that will be great fun. Ken, where can people find you?
Hey, you can find me at Ken Napsok. Go to KenNapsok.com. We'll be in Las Vegas March 6th doing comedy with Mark Ellis. Tickets still available. MarkEllisLive.net. That'll link you to the right spot.
Excellent. And for my comedy adventures, I got a show this Friday in Los Angeles, the Game Night Variety Show. It's a great, fun comedy variety show that I do every month. I'm going to do a sketch with our friend of the show, Audrey Kearns, about some of my pop culture frustrations.
That'll be
very cathartic, very cathartic. And we always like to thank Tony Thaxton for our theme music. You can check out all of his great work on his social media. It's his name, at Tony Thaxton. He's got a Patreon. You can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/ForceCenter. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram is at Joseph Scrimshaw. You can check out Albums Podcast and that live show I mentioned. Information on all that is on my website at josephscrimshaw.com. You can like Force Center on Facebook and follow us on Twitter is at Force Center Pod. And until next time, as Luke Skywalker once said, well, no one was really listening to him. I care. That's it for Databank Brawl.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter.
Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.